With Real manager Niall McInnes after tonight's 2-1 defeat to Liverpool under-23s and a very entertaining pre-season friendly. Very good performance for the Lilywads tonight.
Yeah, I thought it was fantastic, to be fair. Just basically the out-of-possession work, what we talked about pre-match, worked well last night on it. And I think you see a massive difference just from that one session from Saturday's game to tonight. And I'd say we isolated them. They didn't create a lot of clear-cut chances for the, obviously, the side that they are. Don't get me wrong, they're a fantastic outfit, but I think we limited them to chances. And you look, their first goal's probably a little mistake from us, one we could have dealt better with in terms of just clearing the box and being a little bit brighter. And then, realistically, the second one, it's never a penalty. So, in my eyes, you can almost look at it as a 1-1 draw, which is fantastic for us.
And a lot of positives from some of the performances. Fantastic goal from Alex Titchener, probably one already a pretty contender for goal of the season. And some of the young players tonight, Tommy Creamer, Chris Durkin, they all put in good displays.
Yeah, definitely. I'm confident that Alex is going to do that for us this season, hence the reason I signed him. But without putting pressure on him, fantastic goal, and he nearly put us 2-0 up a few minutes later, so that was good. And fantastic to see the young lads holding their own. Obviously Tommy's just come in for us from Wrexham Reserve, still only 18, but Chris Durkin, for me, he's really stepped up out of the academy. He's been with us for 3 years now, and this is his fourth season, and he's holding his own, and probably Saturday was one of the best players for us, and again tonight he's done fantastically well. So it's good to see that step for him, the development for him to come through is there. So it's positive, and it's one that the academy lads now should be looking at, and looking at him and seeing what he's capable of. And the biggest thing with Chrissy is his attitude and his mentality to everything. He listens, he wants to do things right, whereas we've had others in the past that think they're better, think they're ready and things, but he's bided his time, and his time's starting to come, and it was good again tonight.
In terms of the right balance tonight, Tony Davis and Jamie Bruton look solid at the back, and probably a big bonus for fans tonight was Mark Connolly's appearance and subsequent signing for the club. Is this the right balance of experience to help out these young players?
Yeah, the aim's to build a side that's got a balance between experience and youth, and I do believe we've got that now. As I said, I don't want to go too much into last season, but we were never really found our feet. We were trying to build a team in the season, and hence the reason we went through quite a few players. But I believe now we're starting to get that balance. Mark Connolly's obviously a fantastic signing for us. He was excellent tonight, just his experience and communication side of things. But Brewy, just don't know how he does it. He keeps going regardless of his age. I thought he was outstanding again. Tony's been brilliant for the last couple of games. Gerwin's settling in really well as well. So we look a good outfit, but again, it's early days, so we've just got to keep building, keep doing the right things, and hopefully we can push on and compete this season.
Thanks, Niall.
Thanks, Tim.